If you got an Amazon Echo or Google Home over the holidays, you're not alone. The tabletop voice assistants are believed to be among the most popular tech gifts of the past season. They're designed to make your at-home interaction with technology more fluid. Instead of turning out the lights, you can ask the Echo, named Alexa. It'll also play music or report the weather, look up recipes, and a lot more.
Alexa, ask Uber for a ride.
There is a new Durex about 5 minutes away. Would you like me to order it?
Yes.
Requesting your ride.
Alexa, ask Phone Finder to find my phone.
Your phone must be ringing now.
Right. Alexa, how many movies has Brad Pitt been in?
Brad Pitt is a star in at least 74 films.
Wow. Alexa.
It's a really useful thing to know. So a new study actually finds that people who buy or receive these devices might be excited at first, but after a couple of weeks, they kind of forget about them. For the details, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Jason Del Rey is a senior editor at Recode. He's taken a look at the study and joins us by Skype. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with how popular these devices have been. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, I mean, they've sort of come on the scene really quickly and surprisingly over the last couple of years. I think the estimate is perhaps somewhere around 6.5 million or so, according to this study, were sold last year. And the projection for this year is like some phenomenal growth, up to about 24 million devices between Amazon, Google, and, you know, perhaps other tech giants that may enter the space.
So tell us about what this study said, that people are giving up on these devices pretty quickly.
Sure. So I think, you know, there's some nuance here, but some of the main built-in functions, like asking for weather or news updates, or using it as a time, you know, to set a timer. Those things are still being used. Where we're seeing a lot of drop off in usage are, you know, when independent developers are building what Amazon calls skills. You could think of them as sort of voice versions of apps. And these are having really tough time keeping people engaged. And I think part of it is just it's tough over, you know, without a screen in front of you to remember to go back and, you know, try out this, you know, this voice app you may have tried once before a week earlier.
Well, and the other thing is you try things that you haven't tried before. Oh, does it know how to do this? Does it know how to do that? And I think when you keep running into walls and finding out that it doesn't know how to do what you're asking it to do, you're like, ah, forget this thing. I'll just do things the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it can be at times more work than necessary, or than if you just take out your phone. And so that's one of the big challenges that I think Amazon and Google are both, you know, dealing with. And it, you know, it's sort of complex problems to solve with voice recognition and the like. But it's key over the next year to figure out ways to make this stuff more intuitive. Otherwise, it's going to be sort of just a decor on your shelf rather than something useful to your life.
And is there a risk that it just goes away if it doesn't hold people's attention? I mean, we think about something like Siri, which has been around for a while, and it's still there. Now, I don't personally know a lot of people who are using Siri all the time, but certainly people use it for some things.
I think that's for sure. I think that's a risk, and Siri has sort of been a cautionary tale in this space. But I think there's still enough value in sort of the core, you know, play Alexa, you know, play my playlist from Spotify, or tell me the weather. At least in our home, those two things are sort of the go-to. But I think, for sure, over the next year, there needs to be some plain, fun, you know, useful use cases that you can use daily or at least weekly to make sure these devices sort of keep the popularity they've had this past season.
How close are we to the kind of device that was in the film Her, that was really a very smart version of Alexa, essentially?
Yeah, you know, my gut says very far away. And then, you know, I look at some of the pace of technology over the last couple of years, you know, self-driving car technology, for example, or, you know, what we have here. I guess Siri's been around for, you know, a bunch of years, but the popularity of Alexa just seems like it just came out of nowhere over the last year. So I'm going to say we're still very far away, but I would probably not bet my life on it.
And they're putting a lot of money into these things.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon has over 1,000 people working on the Alexa and Echo team. So that's you know, that's more people than a lot of tech companies, period. So, yeah, this is a huge focus.
That's Jason Del Rey, a senior editor at Recode. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.